USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump faces federal charges for mishandling classified documents, including U.S. nuclear programs, defense, and weapons capabilities. His court appearance is scheduled for Tuesday in Miami. Security measures have been heightened at the federal courthouse, with U.S. Marshals handling his processing, including booking and fingerprinting. The Secret Service will accompany Trump during the proceedings. The former president made his first campaign stops since being indicted.
Former President Trump rallying his supporters as he hits the campaign trail, speaking at two GOP state conventions this weekend, the first in Columbus, Georgia, the second in Greensboro, North Carolina.
The ridiculous and baseless indictment of me by the Biden administration's weaponized Department of Injustice will go down as among the most horrific abuses of power in the history of our country. Many people have said that. Democrats have even said it.
The former president and his new team of attorneys expected in federal court in Miami this Tuesday to fight the 37-count indictment unsealed on Friday, which pertains to the mishandling of classified documents seized in the Mar-a-Lago FBI raid.
China has been spying on the U.S. from Cuba for years, according to a Biden administration official. The spying facility was already in place and had been upgraded in 2019. This admission contradicts the administration's previous denial of a reported eavesdropping agreement between the two countries in Cuba, which they deemed inaccurate. Part of Interstate 95 in Philadelphia has collapsed after a tanker truck caught fire this morning. Derek Bomer, battalion chief with the Philadelphia Fire Department, says the damage is extensive.
We did have a collapse of 95, okay, on the northbound side, okay. And the southbound side is compromised by heavy fire. It looked like we had a lot of heat and heavy fire.
The fire started under an overpass and spread quickly to the lanes of the I-95 above. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Police in Houston are investigating an overnight shooting at a club that left six people injured. Police Chief Troy Finner said somebody fired into a crowded parking lot at the Taboo Club in West Houston. Finner confirmed that five victims are in stable condition, but one man was in critical and underwent surgery. No suspects are in custody. A Southern California physiology teacher is on administrative leave following a controversial anatomy lesson. A secretly recorded video reportedly shows the teacher at El Dorado High School in Placentia discussing sexual pleasure involving different body parts, sex toys, and where to buy them. Several parents believe the lesson was too explicit for the classroom. The female teacher has been placed on leave pending a review. Archangelo is the winner of the 155th Belmont Stakes.
And it's Archangelo to win the test of the champion. It is Archangelo, and it is a monumental victory for trainer Jenna Antonucci.
Preakness winner National Treasure led much of the race, but Archangelo took the inside on the final turn, never looking back. The victory makes Jenna Antonucci the first female trainer to ever win a Triple Crown race. I'm Jacqueline Carl, New York.
The Vegas Golden Knights beat the Florida Panthers in Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final last night 3-2. Vegas now has a 3-1 series lead. Game 5 will be in Las Vegas on Tuesday. And Transformers Rise of the Beasts is taking over the box office, expected to earn $60 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha Steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.